Yeah.
Or about just drag.
Or drag it on her. Drag it off the road, but not know. I've never heard that expression, snake it off.
What about past form of that? You say, today I try to drag it.
I drug it off the road. Uh-huh.
Okay. Or we'll get out of these farm questions.
Okay.
When a farmer breaks his land for the first time to prepare it for planting, the thing that he would use to do that with, you just call that a...
Just a plow. Uh-huh.
You ever heard people talk of different kinds?
Uh-uh. If I do, I don't remember.
Okay. What about something like, just if you've heard, middle buster, double shovel, disc, something
and
like
disc that? And disc it, uh-huh.
Is that exactly a plow as far as you know?
No. It sort of just turns the land
yeah.
over just the top layer.
Right.
And plowing plows the rows.
Right. Have you ever heard those rows or trenches cut out by a plow called anything in particular?
Mm-mm.
Furrows?
I never thought of. I've heard the word, but I've never thought anything about a farm that much.
Right. Okay. Could you say that farm?
Furrow?
Yeah. Or something that after you got through plowing that you might go over it with to break it up even finer. Any idea what that might be?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of a harrow?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Okay. Did you say that?
Harrow.
And when we were talking about a wagon, this thing that the wheels turn on, the car has the same thing. They turn on the...
With your car wheels turn on?
Yeah, it runs underneath the car, the whole thing. The rear
wheel.
Or you say you break your... You know, it's kind of a shaft that they turn on. You call
yeah, but I never thought about what you call it.
Axle?
Yeah, uh-huh. Wheel axle.
Okay. These things that you mentioned that when your grandfather, somebody was a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Or your father was a
My
carpenter.
Father.
He probably used these wooden frames, you know, had a piece going across and the ends of it looked like about so, or maybe like an A. You could take a couple of these things and make a temporary table out of them by laying boards across them, you know. Have any idea what you would call that? So I'm probably not describing it very well. Might look something like that, you know.
Oh.
Just a frame.
Just horses is
yeah.
all we call
yeah.
them, uh-huh. Sawhorse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or another frame made out of wood except shaped like an X more or less. You could lay a log right in the middle of that thing and saw it off. You know, just something to break.
Yeah, I've seen it. And we've used them, but I can't remember what they were called.
Have you ever heard of a saw buck or a wood rack, something like
wood
that?
Wood rack, uh-huh.
Okay. And a thing that when you get up in the morning, you go in the bathroom, you just straighten your hair with, you might use a comb or a...
Just comb. Comb brush.
Okay. And what do you say you do to your hair?
I comb my hair.
Comb your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you were using other things?
I'd brush my hair.
Okay. And back when barbers used to shave men with these straight razors,
mm-hmm.
this thing that they would sharpen.
Razor strap.
Yeah. You ever see those around?
My daddy used to use one, uh-huh.
Use one. Have you ever heard of a punishment?
Really?
You
want to be Yeah.
So, let me see if I can verify. Somebody told me that those things actually made more noise than and they didn't hurt all that much.
No, they didn't.
Is that true?
It's true. They don't hurt. I don't know if they were just so flexible or what.
Mm-hmm. Just psychologically.
I'm scared the heck out of you.
Say. If a fellow was going hunting, if he was using a shotgun, he'd probably load it with a shell. What about a pistol or a rifle? You'd say he'd put
a bullet in.
Bullet.
Uh-huh.
Heard any other word used besides bullet?
Other than shells. I'm not familiar with guns either because they were never allowed in the house.
What about cartridges?